would like to dedicate this episode of Death by Architecture to a good friend and construction colleague, Greg Zoll. This week, I received the extremely sad news of his passing. Greg Zoll's days on this earth were cut way too short, and he leaves behind a beautiful family and many, many colleagues and friends. My favorite memory of him is how he always would make us laugh, leaving us in literal tears, and then would subsequently get us in trouble for being too loud and rowdy for the office. You are a great boss. I learned a lot about hospital construction from you, and I consider you to be a dear friend. Top of the morning to you, Greg Zoll. Rest in peace.
Escaping architecture school with your life was just the beginning. The profession is deadlier than you think. I'm Tennille, and this is Death by Architecture.
When construction foreman Christopher Sayers dismissed Samuel Perry for insubordination, he never thought that they would see each other ever again. Nor did he imagine that the next time they did, he would be staring down the barrel of a semi-automatic pistol, desperately begging for his life. In this episode of Death by Architecture, the story of Christopher Sayers, the son of Irish immigrant parents and a foreman on a luxury high-rise site in Midtown Manhattan. Respected by his fellow construction workers, he was described as a, quote, big teddy bear, who went out of his way to look out for the people he was responsible for supervising. Sayers was an excellent construction foreman and thrived in his career, but unfortunately for him, a disgruntled ex-employee would change all of that one tragic morning in October of 2017. It was October 2017, and life was good for Samuel Perry, a 44-year-old construction worker who lived in Far Rockaway, Queens. He got along with his neighbors and coworkers. However, they were well aware that he had a short fuse and could be aggressive at times. In fact, his hot temper had even landed him in jail, not once, but three times. According to authorities, Perry had been arrested twice for assault and one for burglary, although no other information was disclosed to the public. He was no stranger to tragedy. Sometime in 2015, Perry's wife, Claudia Terry Chase, committed suicide, pouring gasoline all over her body before lighting a match and igniting herself. It was said that she had done it in the middle of the night, calling her husband's name as she slowly burned to death. Perry's grief over his wife's death was exacerbated by his mother's passing, who had died only a few years earlier. He reportedly sunk into a deep depression afterwards, with neighbors saying, quote, "He loved his mother very much. We saw him a lot less after she passed. After she passed, he would only come out to talk to the girl next door and the girl down the block. Otherwise, he was back there working on the house," end quote. However, as he worked laying concrete on the luxury high-rise job site in Midtown Manhattan, Perry's criminal history and tragic experience both seemed firmly in the past. He was a good and honest worker, well-liked by his supervisor, and respected by his colleagues, nearly all of whom affectionately referred to him as the, quote, bull. Unfortunately for them, they would soon see a side of Samuel Perry that nobody, even those closest to him, thought existed. The Manhattan construction site where Perry worked was supervised by 27-year-old Christopher Sayers, a Long Island native whose parents had migrated to the United States from Kalkcurry, Ireland. He was described as the, quote, big teddy bear, end quote, who readily quit his job to take care of his dying mother. Sayers was also highly regarded by the other construction workers on the site. According to one of them, a man named, quote, Dennis Graves, said, "He's a quiet guy. He comes in the morning really early, drinks his coffee, smokes his cigarette, and then went on about his business. He never gives anyone a hard time, never." Another carpenter, Shandy Shepherd, described Sayers as a, quote, amazing guy who taught him so much about their line of work. Sayers may have been a friendly and easygoing foreman. However, he also knew when to lay down the law. And that's exactly what he did on October 3rd, 2017, when he ordered Samuel Perry to redo a wall that he had just finished constructing in order to make it sturdier and more durable. His criticism was well-founded and delivered constructively. However, Perry didn't take too kindly to his work being labeled as subpar. He reportedly flew into a rage and was subsequently fired for insubordination. As a disgruntled Perry gathered his things and left the job site, Sayers thought that would be the last time he would see his hot-tempered employee. He couldn't have been more wrong, though. Construction work on the luxury high-rise continued in the days following Perry's dismissal, but unbeknownst to Sayers and the rest of the team, he was hell-bent on taking revenge. Part of his plan involved his neighbor, Mike, whom he asked to watch over his 13-year-old bulldog, Bruno. Later, Mike would say in an interview that, quote, Perry basically said if he can't find no one to watch his dog, he is going to shoot his dog in the head and bury the dog. There was no indication to me that he was going to do something, but it did seem strange that he was going to shoot his dog in the head if he couldn't find anybody to watch him, end quote. Perry also approached his next-door neighbor, Corrine Gale, complaining to her about the construction job and Sayers. He also shared with her his revenge plan, and while she did try to talk him out of it, she neglected to inform the police of his threats. Another person that knew Perry's revenge plan was his brother, who at the time was in the military and stationed in Georgia. Unlike Gale, he immediately alerted the authorities in New York, but by the time his tip came in, it was already too late. At about 7:10 a.m. on October 5th, 2017, Perry stormed into the Manhattan construction site and calmly headed up to the 37th floor where Christopher Sayers was staying. He then calmly shot him in the head at point-blank range, firing off multiple shots with a 9mm semi-automatic gun. As Perry made his way down the building, he encountered one of his former colleagues, a fellow construction worker named Robert Pagan, who preferred to go by his nickname Spider. Hagan questioned Perry about the gunshots, jokingly asking him whether he had brought firearms to the job site. According to him, Perry responded that he was on his way home. The two men hugged and went in opposite directions, with Pagan heading upstairs to where he thought the gunshots had come from. It was Pagan who found Christopher Sayers' body on the 37th floor. He immediately called authorities, who then evacuated everyone from the job site. By the time they arrived, though, chaos had already ensued. Workers were running everywhere, screaming and yelling that someone had gotten shot. Upon securing the job site, police officers went inside, believing that the killer could be hiding somewhere. At 8:45 a.m., a little over an hour after Sayers was murdered, they found Samuel Perry on the fifth floor, dead from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Later, the media reported that a note Perry had written before his death was found by the authorities. It reportedly read, quote, these low lives care about no one but themselves, so they will go down with me. Respect takes you a long way. Now some will learn to respect their worker, end quote. It was clear right up to his death, Perry believed that he had been maliciously targeted by Sayers rather than fairly criticized for the shoddy work that he had just completed. The murder-suicide sent shockwaves across New York. Construction workers, in particular, were in disbelief since fights like the one between Samuel Perry and Christopher Sayers were common in the industry. But instead of ending in two tragic deaths, they usually blew over. In fact, Dennis Graves, a construction worker, was even cited saying, quote, everyone gets mad in the heat of the job, but it doesn't give you the right to kill somebody. I don't know why he killed this guy, end quote. The job site where Perry and Sayers worked has been since completed. Known as Waterline Square, these luxury condominiums are now open to the public. Unfortunately, many of the residents may not be aware that a tragic murder-suicide took place in their new home.
That's it for this episode of Death by Architecture. Do you love architecture and murder? If you do, go subscribe to Death by Architecture where you get your podcast. Also, join me on Instagram at Death by Architecture Pod. In the meantime, stay safe, everyone.